So Russia's lower house of parliament has approved Moscow's claimed annexation of four regions in Ukraine. A new law now formally incorporates Kherson, Donetsk, Luhansk, and Zaporizhia regions into the Russian Federation. Together, that's about 15% of Russia's territory. Russian-controlled areas within these regions held referendums just over a week ago, and Moscow says the people there voted overwhelmingly to join Russia. Well, we are live in Kyiv and in Moscow to cover this story from both sides. Mohammed Val is in the Russian capital. Mohammed, so let's go to you first. So there's a very important paradigm shift that's happening here. Speaking strictly from the Russian standpoint, this is now going to, and I know it's not completely finished, but this is now going to be Russian territory and should be treated as such.
Oh, that's right. Just as you mentioned, a completely new paradigm there. Russia, the Russian Duma has just ratified that treaties, or those treaties more precisely, because it has to do with four different treaties with four different entities: Kherson, Zaporizhia, Lugansk, and Donetsk. And it means for Russia that it has now. It's now going to change its map and the map of Ukraine. And the Russian Federation is going to increase from 85 to 89 entities. That includes republics, regions, and entities. And it means also that Russia, because it has said today that the borders of those regions for Lugansk and Donetsk are the same as before the war started in 2014 inside that region. And also the borders of Kherson and Zaporizhia are not yet defined, and it will depend on the will of the people there, and discussion is going on to determine that. It may take some time. It means for Russia that it is going to be a long process and a difficult one. The first step will be to liberate, in the Russian terminology, those lands. Russia now controls only about, you know, a certain percentage in each of those four regions. Some in some of them, it's less than 50%. So it's going to be a difficult process, as I said. And constitutionally, it's an amendment to the Russian constitution, which means a lot here. It means that Russia is now, from now on, going to defend, to be defending its own territory. The soldiers being sent there, the recruits, the mobilization for all of these people, it will mean something different from what how it was perceived before. This is not, no longer an invasion of a foreign land. This is no longer a disputed territory. This is Russia. This is Mother Russia. And the Constitution imposes on each individual to defend the land, the national territory, without a question. We have seen the retreats during the last few days. It's a big challenge and a big difference here between the euphoria of Friday evening when President Putin announced that that reunification, as he termed it, the great civilization of Russia, showing that it is difficult to destroy, difficult to challenge. But the reality on the ground since then has shown that it is easier said than done.
Mohammed Val reporting from Moscow. Thank you very much. Let's go to Rory Challens now in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. So, Rory, this is very interesting because as Moscow is busy making the annexation look all official, Ukraine is busy retaking part of the territory.
Yeah, the Ukrainians are doing their absolute best at the moment to make a mockery of those annexations by Russia. So much so that, as Mo was just telling us there, the borders, the actual international borders of Russia at the moment are undefined in Kherson and Zaporizhia. They don't know where Russia begins and where Russia ends. There are two important counteroffensives going on right now in Ukraine. The first, as we've been hearing over recent days, is in the northeast of the country in Donbass, where we know that the Ukrainians have taken back the strategically important town of Lyman over the weekend. They haven't stopped there. They're continuing to push. The Russians have retreated eastwards to the town of Kremina, and they're trying to establish new lines of defence there, and the Ukrainians are trying to prevent them from doing that successfully. So they are carrying on pushing. It's one of the things we've seen fairly frequently over recent days, a Russian flag being ripped down and either burned or stamped by a muddy Ukrainian boot, and a Ukrainian blue and yellow flag be run up in its place. And now we're seeing that happening in the south as well, where this other important counteroffensive is gathering pace. This is in the Kherson region, where a Ukrainian counteroffensive has actually been underway there for a couple of months now, since the summer. But it's been a slow grind. Over the last few hours, though, it has really picked up, and there looks to have been a breakthrough by the Ukrainians in the northern parts of Russian-controlled Kherson region. And they have come down quite some distance along the bank of the Dnieper River, the west bank of the Dnieper River. The Ukrainian government's been quite tight-lipped about how much territory they've taken. President Zelensky has said that only two settlements have been confirmed. But you go online, and actually, if you watch and listen to the Russian military bloggers on Telegram and Twitter, they are basically admitting that significantly more territory has been lost to the Ukrainians than what is being told by the Ukrainian government at the moment. There will be an announcement. We get an evening address by Zelensky pretty much every day. We're going to get that in about an hour's time. We'll have to see what he has to say.
Yeah, Rory Challens, absolutely. Reporting live from Kyiv. Thank you, Rory.